This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Sloths are known for their incredibly slow-moving natures, but it turns out that such sluggishness also carries over into their bathroom habits. So much so that they only defecate every 5 to 7 days on average, and actually lose up to 1/3 of their body weight in a single movement. The stool is pushed out in one fell swoop so impressive that horrified and/or transfixed bystanders can watch the animal's abdomen shrink. We spoke via email with Sarah Kennedy, co-founder of the Sloth Conservation Foundation, based in the United Kingdom. She said, "If you've ever seen a sloth poo, you could only ever describe it as pure bliss. They tip their heads back and smile." But the week-long delay between bowel movements is not even the strangest thing about sloth pooping habits. You see, sloths are arboreal creatures, which means they live, work, and play high up in the trees. Their chosen habitats are the rain and cloud forests of Central and South America. Most other arboreal animals, like monkeys, poop from the trees, but not sloths. Instead, they make a slow descent from the canopy to do their business at the base of the trees. And this despite the fact that it's quite perilous. Kennedy said, "This behavior puts them at threat to a lot of predators like jungle cats and wastes a lot of their precious energy, which they don't have much of." It turns out that more than half of all sloth deaths occur during potty time when these creatures are so vulnerable to predators. The process comes at a serious price. Zoologist and Sloth Conservation Foundation founder Becky Cliff wrote in a blog post, A sloth's entire lifestyle is based around avoiding detection and using as little energy as possible. It takes a sloth an entire month to digest just one leaf, meaning they don't have much wiggle room when it comes to expending energy. The laborious process of going up and down the tree is compounded by the actual pooping process. Sloths do a little dance at the base of the tree to create a hole for the feces, and then shake their hindquarters once more to cover it up. This process requires, you guessed it, plenty of precious energy. A lot of theories have been put forth about why sloths feel the need to expend so much effort and expose themselves to so much danger just to toilet. One theory is that sloth moths, which live in sloth hair, actually lay their eggs in the feces during the long poop process. Then, once they hatch and mature in their carefully prepared environment, they fly up to take residence in the host sloth's fur. Many experts, though, are skeptical of this explanation because the sloths don't particularly benefit from the behavior, and nature isn't generally known for its selfless generosity. More likely, but as yet unproven, is that the strange behavior comes back to reproduction, as it so often does when living things are involved. Kennedy explained, "The main reason is probably so that other sloths can find them, particularly males looking for females. Usually the sloths come down every 5 to 7 days, but when females are in heat, it's every day, so it's likely to be mostly to do with reproduction." Indeed, it appears that sloth poop says a lot more about the animal than merely what they've been noshing on. Cliff wrote, "Pheromones present in the urine and feces can provide a lot of important information about the individual animal. If the sloths just let everything go from the canopy, these messages would be easily lost. We have heaps of data showing some really interesting patterns between a female's estrous cycle and the patterns of defecation." We'll be waiting patiently for the answer to this mystery, because if observing sloths teaches anything, it's patience. Today's episode was written by Alia Hoyt and produced by Tyler Klang for iHeartMedia and HowStuffWorks. For more on this and lots of other moving topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.